something was worked out between the colonizers in Palestine and the colonizers in Arabia. Something was worked out that they can obtain visas, the Israelis can obtain visas, Saudi visas, on Israeli passports and go. But you see, this is how they work. They work this thing incrementally. They gave them 9 days. They say you can go as tourists, as entrepreneurs, businessmen, whatever. You stay 9 days and you return. This is what they tell us. This is what the news items put out there. And so they're beginning to go. This is a beginning. What do they want to do? Follow up with this, and next thing we'll know, a few years down the road, and some of these Zionist Israelis will come and say, we had a presence in Khaybar. We want to return to Khaybar. What are the Saudis going to do? Their survival depends on the Zionists and imperialists. They're going to say, no, you can't come to Khaybar. This is the direction we're going in. Then after Khaybar, they'll say, oh, but we also lived in Al-Madina. Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Nadir, Banu Qurayza. These were the three tribes or factions of the Zionist Yehudis at that time. Come. We'll settle you here. You can live here. You can come here. Right now they're giving them 9 days. Then they'll expand that to some months. Then years. And then permanent residency. And eventually they'll probably become Saudi citizens. And with the money and with the wherewithal that they have, they'll wreak havoc. Forget about Mecca and Al-Madina. This is how it all begins. And we made room for it because we didn't want to speak about it in our masajid, from our manabir. No one's supposed to speak about this. No, we're going to speak about it, even if it's going to be in the street as it is here.